The 14th Annual Session of the General Conference. The Eastern Camp Meetings opened with the Michigan Camp Meeting in Battle Creek, August 10 to 17. The General Conference session and the regular annual anniversary meetings of the three Battle Creek institutions were also held during that week. James and Ellen White were present, of course, to listen and to participate. Report showed the present standing of the cause to be. Church members 8,022 ministers 69 churches 339 licentiate 76 systematic benevolence fund pledged by the churches $32,618. The business was quite routine and was handled with dispatch. There were resolutions recognizing the school and its contributions, on health reform, recognizing the benefits of following its principles and calling for greater energy in the promulgation of its truths, and on the work on the Pacific Coast, urging strong support in the development of the Pacific STA Publishing Association. An action was taken calling for marked advance in Europe and in other parts of the world. Resolved, that we recommend the Executive Committee to take immediate steps to establish a printing office in Europe, to issue periodicals and publications in the French and German languages, and also to enter the openings presenting themselves in Great Britain, France, Germany, Holland, Italy, Hungary, Africa, and Australia. IBID. Butler introduced a resolution to rescind the one taken in 1873 relating to his presentation on the question of leadership. James White then made some explanatory remarks, setting forth the principles of leadership which, according to the Scriptures, must hold in the Church of Christ. The following resolution was unanimously adopted. Whereas, further examination has shown that some of the sentiments contained in said tract were incorrect, therefore, resolved, that the tract referred to be placed in the hands of a committee, said committee to be appointed by this conference, to be so revised as to correspond with the better understanding which now exists on the subject of leadership. IBID. The committee appointed for this task was made up of Urias Smith, S. Brownsberger, and J. H. Kellogg. The following persons were elected: for president, James White; secretary, Urias Smith; and treasurer, Miss Freddie House. Named to the General Conference Committee were James White, J. N. Loughborough, and J. N. Andrews. In his Review and Herald report of the General Conference session and the Michigan Camp Meeting, Smith stated, "A greater amount of business was transacted during the 7 days of this meeting than during the 14 days of the meeting of 1874, and yet there was a fair proportion of time to devote to religious services, which were not without their interest and good results. The happy disposal of so much business was due to the energy and tact of Brother White, who took hold to lift in every direction, and whose executive ability, when his way is clear from any serious hindrances and drawbacks, is equal to the occasion." IBID.